This is the next Asia Triennial Manchester Audio Boo, and I'm very happy to say that I'm here with one of our artists, Daksha Patel, and also with Steve Millington from Manchester Metropolitan University, who Daksha has been working with. Daksha, what inspired this new body of work that you're going to be showing at Asia Triennial?
Well, for a number of years, my work has been exploring the medical body, so how scientists look at the human body. And I'm really interested in this idea of measurement and questioning what's the difference between how scientists and artists look at and measure the body. I love collaborating with other people, particularly people from different areas of expertise. So last year I worked with a radiologist at the Christie, and the outcome of that collaboration was a drawing I produced, which was a visceral map of Manchester. So it was the main transport routes in Manchester as an angiogram, which is an X-ray of blood vessels. So I think that was the starting point of this project. I knew I wanted to carry on looking at networks and systems within the body and also within the city. And this idea of our bodies as being permeable, the cities that we create enter into our bodies through our lungs, through our ears, through our eyes, making links between the micro and the macro, between cellular change and climate change. So central to this project, I think, for me, are questions about scientific data and how it's represented. How is scientific data understood when it is represented through art? I met Dr. Steve Millington recently and was able through him to have the opportunity to work with Geographical Information Systems, GIS, in the geography department, and to translate data about Manchester air quality into these maps. So that was really how this project took off.
So Steve, over to you. Could you just briefly explain who you are and what you do at MMU in a nutshell?
Okay. Well, my day job is I'm a senior lecturer in human geography here at Manchester Metropolitan University. I have a keen interest also in widening participation and public engagement, you know, how the university reaches out to the local community and communities at large. So, what's it like working with an artist? Well, as they say, don't work with artists or children. But no. I mean, I was very keen to work with Daksha. I have done work with artists previously. I worked with the photographer John Darwell, again through the Corner House, where we organised a walking tour of industrial Manchester, which was involved photographing the landscape with me giving explanations of change in that landscape. And I've also worked with the Whitworth Art Gallery, advising on a project which is seeing the construction of a monument to Hume by Cyprian Galliard.
Very good, yes.
Which is currently in the Whitworth Park. My main route into public engagement has been through walking the city and experience the city through senses, you know, looking, feeling, touching, and we found that's a particularly useful way of engaging the public in what are very what can be quite complex academic ideas. The problem with academics is that we tend to talk to each other and not to the general public, so we're kind of, you know, I think there's a feeling that we're kind of disengaged from the city, even though the research that the university is doing, including research done here at Manchester Metropolitan University, can be quite profound in terms of how we understand and also may even change society. So speaking out and engaging with the community is really important. I think that's particularly important in the current context of, you know, the new fees landscape and debates around access to university, and certainly, you know, university should be about breaking down barriers, reaching out, you know, pulling down the ivory towers and changing perceptions of university. I mean, you know,